Meine Freiheit. Mein Leben. Mein Radio. Radio Lora auf 97,5 MHz. Damit es auch meins bleibt, unterstütze ich es mit einem Jahresbeitrag von 120 Franken. Für Nichtverdienende gibt es die Mitgliedschaft schon ab 60 Franken. Das Postcheckkonto lautet 80-144-03-9. Radio Lora. Die Freiheit nehme ich mir.
Sirup, Sirup, Sirup. Die Uni gibt Gummi.
And we are back, everyone, here on Radio Sirup with me, Maria, and my guests, Anna and Christian, discussing about the complexities of finding love and dating in today's world. Which takes me to the next question I would like to ask. Have you noticed any trends among your friends in how they find and maintain relationships?
Well, I'd say there's like three categories of friends. Like some friends, I just know that, like, from the day I've known them, they have been in one relationship, and that's like their relationship. Other friends are like more volatile, you could say, like they have multiple relationships, but none of them really worked out, and yeah, that's one, and they're trying to get into new ones, but yeah. And then there's like the third type that just didn't have any relationship so far, and is struggling really hard with that. And maybe between the first two, like what I've noticed, the ones that are in a stable relationship for such a long time, they usually got together like in a pretty random or just traditional way, like through friends or family and maybe even work or school. And those that are having trouble finding and that are bouncing from partner to partner, they're usually the ones that are like in trying online stuff. And yeah, well, I don't know if that's really a good statistic, because yeah, that, like, my friend numbers, the amount of people from all the categories are a bit skewed, probably, if that makes sense.
And do you think that the idea of a soulmate is realistic in today's dating world? How much of a romantic are you?
Well, soulmate, I mean, you can believe whatever you want. If it works, it works. If it doesn't, it doesn't. I don't know. For me personally, I don't believe really in soulmate, as in there's one person that is just made for you, and he's just or she is just waiting there. I believe that people have different vibes, and some people can get along better with each other than others. And of course, all relationships take work. So even if you happen to find your so-called soulmate, if you want to say it like that, I think that will have some good ups and downs, and that will take work. And but that's normal. That's how it should be. I mean, it wouldn't be satisfying other way.
Mm-hmm. And do you get anxious on a first date with someone? What causes it?
I do get very anxious because I am a very anxious person, and I think, you know, first dates are just full of expectations, first of all, and I don't want to disappoint the other person. I want to be liked. Maybe that's also something I struggle a bit with. It's very important for me that the other person at least doesn't hate me and at least finds me a nice person. They don't have to want to date me, but I just don't want to, like, disappoint them on a just human kindness kind of level. And then, of course, if I find that person very attractive and very great, I want them to like me. And I guess that's just sometimes something I find a bit hard, because it's in that moment, it's hard to be myself. It's hard to just say what I think and just, you know, laugh at what I want to laugh at. And yeah, I mean, it shouldn't be, but it is. I think the other part is that as a woman, it's just, I don't know. I feel like it can, sometimes it's a bit dangerous to date. I don't want to say that it's all men, of course, but I have just personally made some bad experiences. And also, you know, if you're a woman or a Finta person going on dates, just everyone tells you, hey, be careful. Do that. Like, share your location. Tell me if I should call you. I'm going to call you at that time. And it's just so many precautions that are made. And then sometimes, you know, you get a bit anxious because you are like, okay, I'm going on a date, maybe with someone you've met on a dating app. You don't know if that person is actually themselves or if you've been catfished. You don't know what that person is like. You have like, the person has probably zero like connections to your life otherwise. And it's very easy to just, you know, it's good to be careful, I say. I think that's something that's always in the back of my head. I'm like very careful with people. I always meet up at public places. I mean, I haven't met someone from a dating app that was like super weird or something. They've always been quite nice. But I know people that has happened to. So it's good to meet in a public place and, you know, just have people check in on you and maybe don't just make sure that you can trust them. And I think that's just something that takes time. And sometimes maybe it's not fair for men because not all men are like that. But I guess it's just something that people have to deal with, that, you know, taking, like, trusting someone takes time. And yeah, that can make people anxious.
Anxiety usually has a negative connotation. I wouldn't say anxious, but nervous and excited maybe. But that's usually because I'm excited to meet a new person. And sometimes you already know that person and now it's like, ooh, next step. Or maybe you also, if you, for example, do the online dating thing, maybe you meet them in real life for the first time. So that's kind of exciting. I always like that, meeting people, you know, online and then for the first time, like that's.
How has the pandemic affected your approach to dating and relationships?
Well, from a non-existent dating life to a semi-existent one, maybe, if you want to say it like that. Because I didn't do much dating before the pandemic. I didn't do much dating after the pandemic. But I realized that relationships are important for me. And that I should maybe, in a sense of like platonic relationships, I've been taking it more seriously, like meeting more people and stuff like that, meeting up with friends and family and stuff, and just seeing each other. That's more important, I think.
What's one thing you wish more people understood about dating in your generation?
Yeah, maybe when it comes to, for example, online dating, it should to just not take it too seriously. And have fun, man. In the end, you're just meeting a bunch of people. You have a limited time on this world here. And oh, yeah, maybe this is a thing. Like, oftentimes I hear, like, people say, you have to love yourself before you can love others. I mean, sure, true to a certain extent, but I also think that if you get loved by others, you don't have really don't have to love yourself, because I don't think that's a weird concept, loving yourself. Never really got that, to be honest, but you just have to feel comfortable, I guess. Comfortable with yourself and who you are, like your personal identity in a sense. And I mean, you don't have to be perfect. You don't have to figure out. I mean, we're a bunch of people and we grow not only by ourselves but with each other. So I think that's maybe a good thing to understand, that you're not looking for the perfect person, and you don't even have to be perfect. You just have to be good enough, and that's okay.
I could not have said it better, Christian. With these beautiful words in mind, we will take another musical break from our discussion and listen to our next song, Queen by Jessie J. Released as part of her 2018 album Rose, this song is a powerful call to love ourselves in a world that maybe too often tells us we're not enough. With Jessie J's stunning vocals and the uplifting message that I love my body, I love my skin, I am a goddess, I'm a queen, this track is a reminder to all of us to stand tall and find the royalty within. Get ready to feel empowered, everyone, because here comes Queen by Jessie J, only on Radio Syrup.
No, you just do your thing.
Stop playing with your body, lady. Stop feeling like you're not enough. Stop feeding into the haters. Stop and give yourself some love. Whoa. Some staring at the mirror, getting faded. Saying you will fall in love. So trust in all these fake idiots. Trust me, they don't give a fuck. Whoa. I'm tired of seeing it. I'm tired. Beauty is changing, fuck that, it's fake expectation of the real shit. Let's get naked, start meditating, feel elevated and say, I love my body, I love my skin. My body, I love my skin. I am a goddess, I am a queen. So chasing all the hype, my girl. So trying to change who you are. So cutting yourself up on the outside, when inside is leper scars that can't be healed. But something materialistic can't be healed by main stays distant, it's deeper. Save yourself before you betray yourself. Oh, 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 oh. I'm tired of seeing it. I'm tired of feeling this. The world says beauty is changing. Fuck that, it's fake expectation of the real shit. Let's get naked. Start meditating. Feel elevated inside. I love my body, I love my skin. I am a goddess, I am a queen. I love my body, I love my skin. I am a goddess, I am a queen. Thank you.
And we are back, everyone, here on Radio Syrup with me, Maria, and my guests discussing about the complexities of finding love and dating in today's world. We are ready to tackle the last few questions together. So the next one would be, what qualities do you value in a partner?
So I would say honesty, communication skills, just being like, an authentic person. I don't know. I find it hard to have too many like points that I want to have fulfilled in a person, because I know we are all just humans and we shouldn't have too high expectations. But I guess it's just important to me that, you know, you can talk about your feelings, about the good ones and the bad ones, and just, you know, try to make it work, because no relationship is perfect. And I don't really believe in the whole fairy tale kind of love. So, yeah.
Do you get that fear of missing out when you see other people in relationships? And if yes, how do you deal with that? Whether you see them on social media or out and about?
I don't really look at others' people's relationships on social media. I don't know, I never really cared about that. Yeah, sometimes I do see a couple outside and they're like holding hands and stuff, and I think to myself, oh, that's nice. But I get that some people that can affect deeply. For example, if you've never been on a date, and then it can be frustrating to see that, probably. But it's a hard subject, I guess, if we go that way.
And what advice would you give to someone feeling overwhelmed by the dating scene?
I guess my best advice would be, take it at your own speed and take your time. Because in the end, you want to meet people, not only, of course, not only when you're best, but when you're kind of good. And you don't want to ruin relationships only because you're overwhelming yourself. I mean, for example, in online dating, I also find that kind of overwhelming. Like, you may be swiping all the time, and there's so many beautiful girls. yeah, just take it slow. Or I'm the guy that just takes it slow. Like, that's how I've been doing it. Maybe to my own avail. Yeah, take it slow. Take time. Take your time to get to know people. I mean, you may not like somebody at first, they may not be too pretty, they may not really hit the vibes and stuff like that, but even though all of that may not really be good at first, get to know them a little bit better, even if it's just casually, and then, yeah, maybe something will develop. Make it organically, I would say. Don't pressure yourselves, and because, like, that's the thing. With work, you can pressure yourself, you can overwork yourself if you really want to do that. And for example, then studying, you can't really study when you're tired. And I think dating is something like, you can't really date when you're stressed out about finding a mate. It's kind of hard, but not to say that it's not possible, but yeah, just take it a bit chill. And worst case, you have probably a new friend or acquaintance or just an experience. But from every experience, you can also learn. Take your time. That's it.
Beautiful. Thank you so much to both of our guests. Thank you, Anna. Thank you, Christian, for opening up your hearts and sharing with us and our listeners your precious insights on the complexities of dating and finding love in today's world. I have personally enjoyed this conversation so much, beyond words, and I sincerely hope that you, my dear listeners, have too. If you found comfort in our guest's responses and felt seen, then we have achieved something truly special today. It is so important to remember how similar we are at the core, despite our unique journeys in love and life. I'll be back on the 8th of March with another enlightening show. Until then, don't forget to be kind to yourself and to those around you. Cheers to love and life. And now, sending you off with all my love through the airwaves, let's enjoy Adore You by Harry Styles. Until next time, take care and keep rocking.
Atención, formación.
Atención, formación.
sea y lo que tenga que hacer. Es que me critican pero no se dejan ver. Mientras menos a ti te guste más lo voy a hacer. Yo no soy de hacer sentir menos otra mujer. Si me dan ganas, pues yo lo hago. Y si me antojo, pues me lo pago. Sigo en la mía, pa' eso que yo trabajo. Siempre la alta, por eso nunca la bajo.
Si pensara que no dije por la mía bunda española.
Atención, formación.
Sacana.
Atención, formación.
Yo no escucho, ¿no?
Atención, formación.
Bye, 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 bye.
Somos la más dura de la carretera. Y que abran los ojos todo el que no crea. Con las envidiosas que salgan pa' afuera. Me critican porque yo hago lo que sea.
Bonsoir, c'est LOL sur Radio Laura 97.5.
Choose life. Choose a job. Choose a career. Choose a family. Choose a big television. Choose washing machines, cars, compact disc players and electrical tin openers. Choose Leo on Radio Laura.
Herzlich willkommen auf Radio Laura am Freitagabend. Das ist unser New Music Evening mit einem Haufen neuen Sounds und mit Specials die erste Stunde lang Rock'n'Roll, Rockabilly, Garage Sounds, 60s, Blues und mehr in der Sendung der 60s und ab der 10 dann Alternative Radiation. Neue Musik aus aller Welt. Durch die zwei Stunden begleite ich euch. Mein Name ist DJ Leo. Playlists auf Leo Swiss Radio auf Instagram und Facebook. Und kumpeln wir doch gerade rein in unser 60s Magazin. Damit Harmonica Sam und seine Domestic Bumblebees.
Come home, I stand here knocking on her front door. Big old open wide, won't you let me in? My love's on the other side. Oh yeah, let me in. Big old, you stand too high between us. Can't get under, can't get over. Big old swing over, I still love her. What will I do? 'Cause she won't answer.